Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
It's time for deep bunkers and undulating fairways.
Oh, do I hear the sound of breaking glass? No? That looked fine until you hit it.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Dirt and Spray.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Dirt and Spray on 1080.
What are you two doing out here? Why are you not at school?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Spray here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Hour three. We'll see if we remember how to do this for 3 hours after being gone for a week.
Are you serious?
No. Oh, I got to reach out to him. It's coming up.
It's almost Ken Barkley season.
Hopefully for our once a year.
Hopefully our once a year hit with Ken Barkley.
Cash in on that Thunder ticket.
Will he go 30 minutes with us? Can I get 30 minutes out of Ken?
I think if I can arrange Ken to come on the show, I think we can get him for a half hour.
Or we just blow out our brakes for an hour, you know? It's Ken Barkley. Ken Barkley power hour, okay? Who needs commercials when you got Ken Barkley, all right?
We've had a lot of guests over the years of doing this show, and he is near the top of my list of people I miss talking to.
Genuinely miss having him on the show. Yeah. I look forward to it every Thursday.
I always felt like I was smarter.
Yes.
I always felt a little dumber because he would hear what I thought, and then also just a lot of fun.
Him making fun of us over trap games was just iconic radio in the history of our show. So hopefully we can get Ken Barkley on. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Sprague's got a home run derby game.
I do.
It totally dawned on me after being gone for a week that that's right. The home run derby's tonight.
I failed it, by the way. So I'm just teeing it up.
You failed the game.
I failed. I played the game with myself. Because when you played the ACC coach thing, I'm like, oh, here's the guy who looked at the list, and now he's the know-it-all, and I'm the idiot of the show. I played the game with myself, and I failed.
You played it with yourself, huh?
I did.
Okay. I like playing games with myself, but I'm going to play that one with you in the final hour of the show.
Okay.
I want to start, though, with this Hugh Freeze story, because it's just too good for me to pass up. I love a good, juicy rumor.
I looked it up, too. This is hilarious.
It's phenomenal. So, Hugh Freeze has been a disaster at Auburn, to say the least, because Auburn is Auburn, and they have Auburn expectations, and Hugh Freeze has not lived up to those expectations.
Sure.
They fired the last guy, Bronco Mendenhall. Yeah. Remember when he was the Auburn head coach?
One of the weirder hires.
Remember those days?
I think we talked about that on the show, just like one of the weirdest, strangest hires we'd seen.
What? And he was not very good through 2 years, and they, remember, made up a fake report behind the scenes that he was stooping somebody in his staff.
Oh, you said Bronco Mendenhall.
Yeah, who am I thinking?
Boise State guy.
Yeah.
That wasn't Bronco Mendenhall.
Who was the head coach at Auburn?
Layout.
Bronco Mendenhall.
Layout.
That was the BYU guy.
Yeah, he went to Auburn.
No.
It wasn't Mendenhall.
You're thinking of the Boise State guy.
Oh, touche. What's that guy's name? Name that guy.
See, I keep having Andy Avalos pop in my head, but I know that's wrong because it's not Avalos. That guy.
He was the next hire after that guy left.
Andy Avalos got fired.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Boy, what's your show like Mondays after
Brian
10 days
Harsin.
Off?
Brian Harsin is the name.
It's a name Thank game you. Show is what it turns into.
I did. I was getting my Mountain West coaches
all right.
mixed up.
All right.
Thank you for correcting me there. Yeah. Brian Harsin. They made up a fake story that Brian Harsin was stooping
you
somebody
You knew who
to
you
staff.
Were talking about.
Yes, yeah. And we all know who he was. Yeah. And it was a very random, weird hire at the time. That's how desperate they were to get rid of him. Hugh Freeze through 2 years has the same exact record as Brian Harsin, who they fired after 2 years.
Yep.
He was 6-7 in year one, 5-7 this last year. And now there's people inside Auburn's football program who were so pissed at him that are now leaking reports saying that he does not care about coaching and all he does in his free time is play golf. That's all he wants to do. That's all he cares about. He just wants to play rounds of golf and does not care about coaching. And that is this has taken on a life of its own to the point where he even had to address these rumors and respond to them. And he said, and I quote, "You know, everybody seems to talk about my golf game. I do love golf. I enjoy playing. But what people don't realize is, you know, I assure you, I've never missed a camp day or recruiting day. If camp got over at 3, though, and Jill and I got out there at 4:30, we absolutely might do that. But I'm not apologizing for that part of it. My focus is on 100% getting Auburn in the win column this fall."
I mean, I hate to be the guy because, you know, work-life balance is important, but these guys don't sign up for work-life balance.
No.
Do you think Kalen DeBoer is finishing Alabama practice and an hour after he's on the tee?
Like, it's like 4 days a week.
He would not, that would not be a lot. They'd be like, nope, you're not allowed to sign up for a tee time. You need at least 2 hours after practice to study tape.
You got to go to study tape and call recruits.
Do you know what his buyout is?
Hugh Freeze?
Yeah.
It's probably pretty big.
It's 20.3 if he's fired before December 1st.
Dude,
it's 13.8 after that.
Oh, do you save this $7 million and wait till the end of the year?
Yeah, you wait till after December 1st. I think if you're
that's
smart,
right around signing day, though. Are you willing to wait till signing day if you're Auburn? What's $7 million
well,
to you?
Yeah, there's a segment I actually wanted to get into either today or tomorrow. One of the comments from Big 12 Media Day, not to play catch-up, but I thought it was interesting. Josh Pate just did a segment, our good friend, at Late Kick, a couple shows ago, and he basically was like, recruiting's back. Recruiting wars are back. And then maybe 4 days later, Kenny Dillingham was like, it's not about recruiting, it's about retention. And I'm like, okay. So one guy telling me recruiting's back, the other guy saying, no, it's just about keeping your roster every year, let the rest worry itself out. I think that is accurate. And I think there's a real conversation about that. This would track with other coaches in the past that we've seen just fizzle, wouldn't it? And if it's starting to leak, I think there's some truth to that rumor.
A little smoke behind the fire.
I mean,
you're winning games and playing golf, nobody cares. But when your record is what your record is and you're playing a lot of golf, it's going to be a problem.
But he's already kind of telling you that it's true and he doesn't realize he's saying it. He goes, I don't miss camp. But if we have a tee time an hour after our camp practice, I'm there with my wife.
Why would I not be there?
Like, I'm not telling you to spend 18 hours a day the way some sickos do. That's Mario Cristobal's life. But, dude, like, if you think Dan Lanning's golfing every day an hour after camp practice,
dude, there's no chance.
You're insane. And you're trying to keep up with even the Lannings of the world, despite him not winning a title yet.
Yeah.
He's winning the Big Ten. He's recruiting his ass off. These top-end coaches that are having success, they're not golfing an hour after their camp. They might one time do it.
Sure.
But this dude sounds like he's doing it all the time. And so, like, it has been an utter disaster. I don't know why he's given so much grace versus Harsin.
Yeah, Harsin was ran out of town.
It's because Liberty was good when he was there, and he coached in a hospital bed at a in the press box.
One of the most iconic moments in college football history, if we're being honest.
Because he clearly paid for a recruiting class 1 year at Ole Miss. Like, the dude has no substance.
Him laying in a hospital bed.
It's one of the greatest visual images of the sport we've ever seen.
You see him up there with his headset on and his gown.
I think he had an IV in his arm, and he's sitting there calling plays for Liberty Bibberty. I don't understand it. And so, if I'm him, he probably knows he's going to get canned. And so $20 million, if he's fired before December 1st, is right there. Get me into like 9 country clubs for the rest of my life money.
I want to look up Auburn's schedule this year, too, because some of those teams in the SEC just have a brutal gauntlet.
I think one of my more favorite moments of last season, there's a lot of great moments in college football. I'm truly telling you, one of my favorite, I randomly stumbled on the Cal-Auburn game last year.
Yeah, remember the Cal beat him.
And Peyton Thorne could not stop fumbling the football. And every new fumble, you could hear a stadium collectively go, what are you doing, man?
Come on!
And I think eventually he subbed Thorne out and played a different quarterback. But the whole fan base in that stadium was like, what are you doing? And they ended up losing to Cal.
They did. The woke agenda took them down in Alabama. On top of that, too, what makes it hurt even more is Kalen DeBoer, to the point of recruiting, has been torching it on the recruiting trail.
That
here
dude
in the last
is clearly
weeks.
Locked in, and I'm with Cianci. I told Will this yesterday on the gambling show. I like I like Alabama's kind of odds. Like,
ooh, your dark horse. Not dark horse isn't fair because no, they're Alabama.
They're kind of in the middle top end, sure. Right? They're Alabama, but they're below Texas and Georgia and Ohio State. Like, I like those because I think DeBoer's a sicko. I think he's going to be locked in. That was a disappointing year one. And what, they win 9 games?
I think they were 9-3.
Right, and they lost to Oklahoma and Vandy.
Lost their bowl games to 9-4, but who cares about bowl games?
Right, right.
Auburn opens up at Baylor. That's an absolute L candidate waiting to happen. That's Friday, August 29th. So that's a Friday night game. Mm. Baylor could be decent this year. They lose to Baylor right out of the gate. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of noise on Baylor with Aranda this year, too. Like,
that seat's going to be incredibly hot. Yeah. But this story leaks about Hugh Freeze golfing. He has to address it. Lane Kiffin is one of the best out there. He gets wind of this thing leaking, and he scrolls through Hugh Freeze's Twitter account and finds a tweet from May 19th. He quote tweets it and sends it out on July 6th, and it's of Hugh Freeze winning a buddy's golf tournament, holding a trophy, and Lane Kiffin said, "Great job, coach. That golf game's on fire, baby." Like, oh, God, dude, it's perfect.
We need that guy. If he's going to be 10-2 or 9-3, that has to be good enough for Ole Miss fans. I need Lane Kiffin in the sport.
Yes. No matter what, he just has to be in the sport.
He's too good to fire. I'll take an 8-4 season at Ole Miss if it means he keeps trolling. Hell, give me a 7-5 down year.
Right.
Do not fire this man. Keep him at all costs.
A good point from listeners, too. Thank you for the correction to come full circle. Bronco Mendenhall went to Virginia. And then he was,
BYU, right?
And then I believe he was fired at Virginia.
Yeah.
Because he's no longer the head coach of Virginia.
He had dyed blonde hair.
He did, the blonde haired legend.
You threw me off on
that. He's now at Utah State. He's back in your conference.
There you go.
He's back in the pack. But Bronco Mendenhall.
Bring him back to Oregon State. Once upon a time was there.
He was, yeah.
You threw me off because you said that so confidently, his name.
Yeah.
And then I started questioning myself, but I knew you were talking about Harsin. I just couldn't remember his name.
I couldn't either. I was connecting my BYU Boise State coaches, mixing them up.
The bees
and all that kind of stuff. College football is near, though, man. Every time you get the media days, I get excited. Greg Sankey's ranting today at SEC
we
media days.
We deserve all the teams.
I mean, it basically seems like, according to Greg Sankey, now this is one of those topics that I'm sure is tiring for some, and it is for us, unquestionably, the playoff format stuff.
Yeah, I'm so exhausted.
I'm willing to put my money on it now that nothing gets decided and we just stay as is.
I mean, he threw that out. He said there's real possibility it just stays at 12.
I mean, we're the SEC, so we're going to get 4 in every year. The Big Ten's going to get 4 in every
year.
What
we know is a non-group of 4 will never have a bye again.
We'll never have a bye again.
Never going to happen.
And the biggest winner in all of this, if it does continue and they don't reshape the format again, is unquestionably Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame was locked out in the past iteration of this with having a chance to have a first-round bye.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Yep.
I mean, look, they got to the Natty. I mean, you got
a great program.
Give them that credit.
Play a conference championship game, you know?
It is the one thing about it I hate, but, like, they got to the Natty.
Yeah, they did last year. So there you go. There's a little college football for you to cleanse your palate. That feel good?
It did feel good.
It feel good in your mouth? You like that? A little college football, eating it up, getting ready for the season to go?
Yeah.
Let's go, baby. Let's play Sprague's Home Run Derby game. Can we win this game? Next on The Fam.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Every day. All right, we'll get back into the rankings that always make people lose their minds. Coming up in 13 minutes.
Jan Hansen, number one power rank player from the Summer League.
He's number one in my heart, man. Number one in my heart.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had moments where I'm like, does he start over Donovan? Does he have that moment?
7-2.
He is 7-2.
Passes the ball.
Get his ass in there. Want to see them both play.
Play them at the same time. Klingon and Yang.
Hey, look, we put a poll question up earlier. For all the people who are like, oh, are you serious? Why would Donovan play Summer League? I'd say, why not?
Yeah, I don't get that mindset at all. He's young. He didn't have, I mean, he was fine as a rookie. We're not criticizing him telling you he's a bust. I wasn't blown away with the way that he played, though. He clearly had conditioning issues. I don't understand why you wouldn't take every avenue possible.
He averaged to get better. 6-7.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you, like, go dominate in Summer League. Isn't that a better feeling going into year two if you go out there and average like 12-10 in Summer League year two?
You know what's funny is when I sit down to watch the first Jan Hansen game, I did tell my brother-in-law, I was like, you know, in all seriousness, like, I'm excited to see what this cat's going to be. The attention should really be on Ryan Rupaire. This is his third Summer League. The dude averaged, I think, 19 in the G League. Like, if he's really going to be a rotational piece that they're going to tout, he should kind of dominate Summer League.
Yes.
And he ended up having a great night that night. He kind of got overshadowed by Jan Hansen.
First night he did.
Not a good second game, but, like, that was actually the more serious way to watch that game. And Jan ended up taking over the conversation, but it should have been more on Ryan Rupaire because it was his third Summer League.
Yeah, if you can't dominate Summer League in year three, there's some problems there. I do love Caleb Love just chucking it, dude. That guy's going to take so many shots
every game.
Oh, yeah,
here we go.
Yeah. That's the answer that we're looking for.
Seven, a smaller, worse version
of Gary Trent Jr., a guy who's never seen a shot he doesn't like and doesn't know how to pass the ball. It's exactly what we need on this team. The Home Run Derby is tonight,
yes,
baby.
Yes, it is.
Are we going to watch the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, I'll watch some of it.
Background or, like, actually watch? Like, doing stuff, it's just on the TV?
Background.
We're not going to, like, actually sit down and glue to into it?
Well, I'm doing basketball stuff today, and that will end about the time this starts, so I'll miss maybe the beginning festivities.
Dude, remember, they got to do the whole intro. It takes, like, 45 minutes to start.
Well, also,
they got to put a stage out there. They got to do the player announcements.
Do you know the format?
I'm assuming it's the same as last year.
Which was?
Where you hit as many dingers as you can
in a two-minute stretch. Okay.
You got your bonus balls at the end brought to you by whatever company's paying, spending money to do it.
Brought to you by.
So I'm assuming it's the same, but I don't know. So Home Run Derby is tonight. I do know that Cal Raleigh is in the Home Run Derby.
Okay, so let's start with this. Let's cue up the music, please. We're going to play Do You Know the Home Run Derby?
Okay.
Can you name the players in the Home Run Derby tonight?
Cal Raleigh.
Oh, can we do it for
I don't have a dinger.
I got it.
Hand me the dinger.
Can you name another one?
Jazz Chisholm.
Correct.
I randomly saw a tweet on that last week. He was an addition, I believe, for somebody.
Who's
Acuna's out?
No, that's who he replaced.
He replaced me.
Oh, yeah, he replaced Acuna, right? No?
There's a Brave.
There's a Brave in there.
Yep.
Is it we're going Ozuna? No.
He's a white.
I mean, you guys are like 80 games below 500. They let you be in the All-Star weekend?
Not 80 games below 500. That'd be a record.
I mean, I thought you had to be 500 to be like incorporated in the weekend.
No, there's a few players on this list that are not over 500.
Matt Olson?
Raimundo.
Matt Olson, okay.
Yes.
He's in the Home Run Derby, huh?
Yeah.
How many bombs does he have this year? Okay, don't get sidetracked.
Name. That's three so far.
How many are in there? How many names do I got to have?
Eight.
Oh, God.
You got 3-8.
We're a long ways away here.
I read two in my update
There's
that
two
you
names.
Haven't mentioned.
Are there names that I like know, or how many names do I don't
one
know?
One guy actually had a really unique thing happen to him a couple games ago.
Oh.
There's one, there's a bigger name that you haven't named, not a bigger name, but there's a big name from a crappy team that a great pitcher plays for and can't get wins from.
Who's the player for the Pirates? It's in the home run derby.
Come on.
Who's hitting bomb? Oh, O'Neill Cruz?
There you go.
Yeah, he's got to be in there. He's hitting dangers.
And I got to be honest, there's a couple names miles on an this hour. List I haven't heard of.
I think they finally got rid of Pete Alonso, right?
Yeah,
we're not doing
not
that anymore.
Polar Bear's out.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That wet blanket just ruined all the fun.
There's a Minnesota Twin.
Trevor Larnach.
Biebs, but no.
Carlos Correa torched his ankle again. I saw that. I know he's not in there. Who the hell? I don't know. I don't know.
Double
if I can
B.
Name, I can name
they
any.
Call him Double B.
Oh, Brian Buxton.
Yeah.
He's in the home run derby.
Yes, he is.
How many home runs does he have?
I'll tell.
Okay,
hold on.
All right, I got follow up questions.
Fun
here.
Fun fact: Byron Buxton had bobblehead night 2 games ago. Mm-hmm. Hit for the cycle.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
I mean, that's talk about unique things to happen
that's
on your bobblehead.
That's pretty damn cool. All right, what I'm at 6. I got 2 more names.
No.
3 more names.
3 more names.
Oh God.
One was in my update.
You know,
we're
not
listening to your
I'm
updates.
Not listening to your update.
I know, but it makes it more fun.
Abolish.
I think I give up. I don't know if I can name anybody
James
else.
Wood.
For the Nationals.
Washington Nationals. Yeah. Junior Caminero.
Sure.
I hope I said that right.
For Tigers, even Detroit. Where is he
Rays.
At? Yeah, Rays.
And everybody's favorite, Brent Rooker.
Brent Rooker's in the All-Star or the home run derby.
Now, let's do the double up follow-up game.
Can we play the fun follow-up game, too, of is this the worst home run derby grouping of all time?
It's hard not to say it isn't.
What's
how
the
many home runs does Cal Raleigh have?
38, I believe.
Correctamundo.
He was ended up one behind Bonds or tied. Did Bonds
one
have
behind.
38, one behind?
He beat Griffey, but he won behind Bonds.
I know he hit a couple. Yeah, so 38.
How many home runs does James Wood have?
24.
Wow.
Did I get it right?
24.
Yeah!
Junior
Let's go.
Caminero.
I couldn't even tell you who he played for. 17.
He plays for the Rays again.
Okay, Rays.
For the second time.
The last time you watch a Rays game. They got pedophiles on their team. I'm out, dude.
He's not on that team anymore. He's in a prison.
Somebody's going to sign him. He's not going to prison. You not see that? He's not going to prison.
How
I believe
is that
the
possible?
I believe somebody, I think it's the mom of the girls
well,
going to prison.
She was participating.
She was participating.
She got like 8 years.
She's going to prison.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yeah.
This dude's like, he's walking. He's paying a fine and walking.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty confident in that.
Gotta
wait
till
that baseball
that
team signing him.
Well, they didn't sign Bauer. I don't think you're going to touch Wander Franco.
Marcelo Zuna got another shot.
Okay. He has 23 homers. Byron
That's
Buxton. How many home runs does Byron Buxton have?
I don't
have?
Feel like Buxton's a home run hitter. He's a speed guy. Am
He's
I wrong
in
on
the
that?
Home run derby.
That's why I'm confused. So I'll say 20. No. Not good.
21, Bob.
Okay, close. I was in the ballpark there. I was in the ballpark.
Brent Rooker.
26.
I couldn't tell you what position Brent Rooker plays.
Could you tell me what team he played for?
Not before seeing the list.
Because I think I know, but I don't know.
Oh, wait. Guess.
I'm going to guess the A's. Is it the A's?
No.
Okay.
He's got 20, by the way.
20?
20 dingers.
That's, come on.
Well, don't worry. Matt Olson.
Charity case?
Yeah.
What's he got? 16? How many has he got?
Close? What's your guess?
16? Is it worse than that?
17.
17, okay.
17. Matt Olson has 17 dingers. Chaz Chisholm, torpedo bat week one
yes.
of the season.
He's going to hit 80 of these.
Yeah, take the bat away. Chaz Chisholm, how many dingers does Chaz Chisholm have?
I mean, he plays in a softball field where you hit basically
does.
A routine fly ball to right and it goes out. I'm going to say 23.
Ooh. You're wrong. 17.
17. Get him out, dude. Why is he in the home run derby?
He had 2 in the opening weekend, so he's had 15 since, like, April?
Since it's the end of June or July.
And last.
Who's my last guy?
But certainly not least.
Definitely not least.
O'Neill Cruz. Pittsburgh Pirates. How many dingers?
I'm going to go 18. I feel like he's an exit velocity guy, not a high-volume home run guy. He's the guy who hits them and you go, wow. But he doesn't have a ton. I'll go 18.
Can I ask you a quick question before I confirm or deny
yes.
your answer? Why do we need to know the exit velocity of a home run hit?
How hard a guy hits it.
But it's cool.
It's cool, man.
Is it?
Yeah, but it doesn't
it
really do a lot
people.
For me.
That's 104.8 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Okay, and it
I
left.
I just assume it's made up, honestly.
I assume it is hit hard. It left the building.
Yeah, I'll go 18. Worse than that? If it's worse than that,
16.
That's pretty bad, dude. There is a real conversation to be had, because I went and looked at the history of this event.
Yeah.
Because I haven't cared about it in a long time. Adley was probably the last one I really cared about.
Hitting both sides of the plate in Seattle with his dad throwing to him. That was badass.
Name-wise, they've been able to actually keep good names in this contest. It has not been the NBA slam dunk.
This is a slam dunk contest.
This is the slam dunk contest year for them.
Where's Aaron Judge? Is he hurt? Why isn't he doing it?
He didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it?
He backed out.
What a scared of Cal Raleigh.
Baby back B.
Look, Cal Raleigh's certainly a great name. I think of the first half, Cal Raleigh's kind of my name, the player, what's the first half? Cal Raleigh.
He's the story.
He is the story.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 38 bombs at the All-Star break's insane.
I'll be pulling for him tonight.
Both sides of the plate. He's really the only guy I care to watch tonight. Why is Ohtani not doing it?
Well, he's just started pitching again. I think he's resting.
He's been swinging the bat for the last 2 years.
Elbow thing,
resting.
Maybe.
He's thrown three innings every week.
Last poll question, or last game show question, home run derby related.
Yeah, what do you got?
Who has the farthest hit home run in a home run derby?
Oh, like all time?
Since they've been doing this.
It's got to be somebody from the 1998 to 2004 window, I would think.
See, I'm thinking of one player in particular.
There is one player very synonymous with this event, and it wouldn't surprise you the name.
Longest hit ball. I remember Josh.
Also, I don't know how we categorize this. Is it where the ball lands? Because Griffey famously hit the building in Baltimore.
He did, yeah.
And if that building ain't there, that thing's maybe 600 feet.
I did see Kyle Raleigh almost pumped one out of Safeco last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He almost got one out of the ballpark. That was like the second furthest ball hit there. That'd be cool if he did that tonight.
Has anybody hit one out of Safeco?
No. Somebody came close. I think it was Stanton or Judge came like top row
hit
in left field.
Sign.
Like basically up there. I don't think anybody's ever got one out of the entire stadium.
Give me the name of the player with the furthest home run and what's your best guess of the distance.
I call BS on home run distances.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they're all made up.
I do too.
I think we're just guesstimating and it's some nerd with a launch angle and an exit velocity that tells you that.
Well,
probably
they do have
went
actual
that far.
Technology.
No, they don't. No, they don't. I'm going to go the first people that jump into my mind, because if you tell me it's not Griffey in Baltimore, that would have been a year I thought of. Hamilton at Yankee Stadium stands out to me, but I don't know if any of them were the furthest hit. I remember McGuire at Fenway hitting 800-foot tanks over the Monster.
Yeah, but the Monsters...
But they're all clean. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They probably
far.
They were out of the stadium across the street to, like, you know, he's hitting them to...
Train tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Final answer, I'll go McGuire. Give me McGuire. Not McGuire.
Now, what's your distance guess?
517. No, it's got to be longer than that. 525.
Ooh. Correct answer. Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa, right era.
524.
Oh, close.
Close. Very close.
What year was it? Did it say?
Give me a second here.
Because he was in that Fenway one, too. I'll never forget. Because that was, remember Ted Williams was getting wheeled out there? Orner wasn't alive.
No, it was not.
It was 2002.
2002.
Milwaukee.
They had his old ass before his head went frozen. They were wheeling him around the field. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was in Milwaukee? Okay, I was thinking Fenway.
Did he hit the slide?
Milwaukee was famously...
He hit above and past the slide.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Famously the tied All-Star game.
Yeah.
That then led to the All-Star game deciding home field advantage in the World Series.
One of the greatest All-Star moments, Torrey Hunter robbing Barry Bonds of a home run in center field.
And then he picked him up as he was running
him
off
that
the field.
Was great.
Yeah, great moments.
Great. There you go.
I enjoy the game. Home run derbies tonight.
I failed all of those questions, by the way. I played that game, and I... Brent Rooker?
I'm here for Cal Raleigh. That's a cool story. Excited to watch him tonight. Outside of that...
Junior Caminero?
I think it's Caminero.
Sure.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
The Miz.
Jazz Chisholm. I mean, he hits the ball hard, so maybe he's...
It's a name.
You know, fun of O'Neal Cruz,
he was on the cover of a video game, Chisholm.
He was.
As a Marlin.
I was a little out of pocket.
Or was that...
Yeah, he was a Marlin. He was on the cover of the show.
That's
what
right.
Okay. He was on the cover of the show?
3 years ago? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Yeah, Jazz Chisholm
it
was the cover athlete
people, yeah.
of the show.
Even Jazz Chisholm surprised him too, probably.
As a guy who occasionally plays the show, I remember buying the game thinking, what? Okay.
Are you going to watch?
Did everybody else say no? It'll be on my TV.
I could also see myself turning it off eventually. Just going, oh, he won. Okay.
I have an issue with the format not showing you the ball.
Yeah, agreed. You like
show me the whole home run.
They'll just hit it and you see the number change.
And then you can't, wait, how far did that one go?
But then that
turns it into a 4.5 hour event.
Yeah, trim the field. There's clearly some fat in this field. Let's just go with a Final Four.
I mean, you've got 16 and 17 home run guys in this.
They should not be in the home run derby. Yeah. Matt Olson, thanks for coming. Go sit your ass on the bench.
Why
don't
we just do a top four? Do we need to do like eight guys?
We got new college football playoff formatting debate going on now here. How many automatic bids should we have into the home run derby?
I don't need eight dudes. Just give me four.
Ted Nugent with you there. Home run derbies tonight. There's your home run derby trivia game. And now hopefully you're now educated on what's going to transpire tonight. The ranking that always gets people hot and bothered, right or wrong, next. First, here's Ask Bluff update. All right, welcome back in at 8:38. I saw this morning, and every time I see it, I get excited because it tells me.
Is it me?
No. Yes, I did get excited when I saw you. We're back at work, and the grind continues. No, our ranking of quarterbacks came out according to NFL executives, general managers, and scouts. They have come out with their top 10 definitive quarterback rankings.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of things that I don't know about football, I'll readily admit.
Yeah.
And I see these lists, and I'm like, I know more than this person doing this ranking, and they have a job in the NFL.
They do. I will give you the top 10. We'll make fun of some people along the way, and then we'll ask the question, what's the biggest whiff?
Ooh.
Is it an overranking, an underranking, a missing name? What's the biggest whiff for all of us?
Okay.
So your top 10 goes as follows from the beginning to the end. Patrick Mahomes, shockingly number.
You're not going to start with... You're not going to start with interior offensive linemen?
I'm not going to go offensive linemen interior rankings. I don't think so.
I want to see the metrics of these clicked article, the difference between the quarterback and the interior offensive line.
Nobody's. Will Ortner might be the only one on the planet that's reading that. I care about guard play. Nobody else does.
I'll read it and glance at it just to be like, oh, okay, I memorize that name.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Oh, I recognize that dude.
That's a name I should know.
That guy.
He's, according to the NFL, a top 10 offensive lineman in the game.
That guy.
I mean, we all know that they're needed to win football games. We know that, but it's not sexy. Sexy to talk about.
Fat guys need more love.
Fat guys do need more love. I'll agree with you there. Patrick Mahomes, number one, shocking. Somebody ranked Patrick Mahomes the fourth best quarterback in the NFL.
This is kind of what I'm talking about. Like, who is that person? What are they currently doing?
Who were the three that they had ahead of Patrick
Mahomes? I'd love to know.
I'd love to know the logic.
In fact, I would say this. Who put the... Was this a Fowler piece?
Yes, Jeremy Fowler.
Jeremy Fowler does a good job at this, right? He gets people to participate. What I would say as a follow-up...
Name names.
I don't need to name names. Just give me that person's three quarterbacks he had ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, show me that ranking.
That's all I care about. You don't have to tell the name, the team, the conference, nothing. Just say the person who had him the lowest, fourth, had these three ranked above, just so I can go, you're insane.
Yes. Number two, no surprise, Josh Allen. Somebody also ranked him fourth. Last year he was third, so he moved up from three to two.
Again, you're not taking three quarterbacks above Josh Allen.
No, you're not. He was pretty damn good last year without a number one wide receiver. Joe Burrow, number three. Smoking that Joe Burrow.
See, I think this is when we start to get into the embrace debate football conversation.
So you feel like one and two are concrete, Sharpie written, Allen, Mahomes.
If you told me that, like, hey, try to nail down the most universal 1-2, yeah, I'd say those were probably it.
I think I agree with you there.
I would say everybody, despite how I feel, no matter what, I would say most people in America that are football fans, that's the 1-2.
Joe Burrow had an incredible year last year. His offensive line was horrible. 100%. Their defense was one of the worst in the NFL. And he led the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns, almost 5,000 passing yards, 43 touchdowns, one comeback player of the year. I believe he had 70% completion rate against the backdrop of all the pressure that he had, like just an insane year for Joe Burrow. And he is the perfect example of why giving quarterbacks credit for wins and losses can be a very misleading thing. Joe Burrow, you can argue, was the best quarterback in the NFL last year. Statistically speaking, you could argue he's the best quarterback in the league last year.
He was the first player in NFL history with 250 passing yards and three touchdowns in eight straight games.
Insane. He was dominant. Yeah. And how far did the Bengals go in the playoffs?
No, they didn't go.
That's right. They didn't even make it. Yeah. Why did they make it? Because it's a team game.
Because
Joe Burrow. He's not clutch. Lamar Jackson came in fourth. We joked about it earlier. Somebody ranked him sixth. What are you smoking? I'd love to know. Jaden Daniels at number five. His highest ranking was number five. So nobody had him ranked higher than that. So
lowest was 10.
Lowest was 10.
There's some guys that were unranked on this top 10 list.
Not a lot of fear from NFL executives that he will have that second-year dip that we've seen from some of these other players. So Jaden Daniels comes in at five. Stafford's the only guy over the age of 30 in this ranking, I believe. He's coming in at sixth. Somebody had him unranked. Somebody had him at number four.
I thought, I love me some Matty Stafford. Like, Hall of Fame dude. Glad he got his ring. One of the tougher players in the position I've ever seen in my life. I thought this was a bit high.
A little bit high. He did not have a great year last year. Statistically speaking, their defense really carried him for most of the year.
You don't need to know about my fantasy football team, but what I will tell you about it is we had Matt Stafford.
He let you down last year.
And he was a disaster as a fantasy football player, which means his numbers were pretty awful.
Yeah.
He finished strong, but man, most of that year, I was very underwhelmed. I thought his age was kind of showing.
Yeah.
We'll see what it's going to be this year. He was in high demand potentially to be traded to a Giants, but this was another one for me that I'm like, I'm not mad if he's in your top 10. If he's healthy and in a playoff game, you're going to feel good. I thought this was a bit high.
Justin Herbert, embrace debate, coming in at number 7. Somebody had him as high as number 3 in their top 10. Some people had him unranked as well. So he comes in at 7, the rounding out of the top 10. Jared Goff, number 8. Mm. Jalen Hurts, number 9.
I'm really surprised by that one.
And Baker Mayfield, number 10.
Baker's fine at 10. I think Baker has done more than enough to say he's a top 10 quarterback.
If he you definitely have
him at 12, yeah. Whatever. We're nitpicking. Jalen only being 9 after winning the Super Bowl, and you can say, well, the defense and the pass rush and the offensive line play and 100%. I'm not even trying to say it's all him. I just usually you see the Commanders got to the NFC title game, right? What do we see from that? Daniels top 5 bump. CJ Stroud and the Texans shocked the world. He is a stellar rookie who gets the divisional round. What do we see from that? Top 7.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude won he's the quarterback of the Super Bowl team, and I just was surprised he was only 9.
I was genuinely surprised, too. According to Jeremy Fowler, he writes, more than a few voters see shades of Russell Wilson. Yep. Hurts has many traits that contribute to winning at a high level, but he needs a steady run game around him and won't necessarily thrive in a pass-heavy system.
I would make an argument. Pretty sizable chunk of this list needs that too, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
an offensive line to trust. Having a great defense.
Going back to the Joe Burrow point, it doesn't matter how good you are. If your offensive line is ass and your defense is one of the worst in the league, you're not going to go to the playoffs. It doesn't matter how good you are.
Yeah.
So it takes a village to win at the highest level. I'm with you. I have no problem voting Jalen Hurts number 9. There's a lot of these guys that I think absolutely unquestionably in my mind are better quarterbacks than him.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL usually doesn't operate that way. Usually the way that we react to this stuff is what's the most recent thing we've seen. He won a Super Bowl. He's a top 5 quarterback in the NFL.
Sure.
And Hurts 2-3 years ago, there was a legit debate people were having, is he better than Lamar Jackson? That was before he won the Super Bowl, and he was great in that playoff run, mm-hmm. was great in the Super Bowl, and then they fell off a little bit the following season, and now they're back and they've won. But I'm glad that the NFL didn't overreact because I think 9 is very fair for him. What is the biggest overranking or underranking in your mind? Egregious miss? Is there somebody that should be on the list that's not on the list?
I mean, you know, there's guys that didn't, like Stroud fell out of it.
Stroud and Love not in the top 10 anymore.
Dak, he was hurt, he didn't play, he fell out of it.
A year ago at this time, all we could talk about in the NFL was Jordan Love and CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
That was it.
And Love did get hurt to his, you know, to be fair to him, but like also had moments when he played that were, I guess, a little less than, but I've seen both sides of this now where the advanced analytics crowd are like, look at this metric, he's still amazing.
His EPA on third down.
Right, and I'd see games where I'm like, oh. I think the biggest overreach is probably Stafford for me at 6.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I mean, I don't know if I have another one. I'm a little more of a Lamar guy than maybe some. And so I do think it's worthy to say, it's debatable between Burrow and Lamar. I have no problems with Burrow. I love Joe Burrow. Obviously a great winner. But some guys get blamed for losses and other guys... The roster is blamed for the loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even telling you that one is right. I think it's a team game, and I think you need a complete roster. And you can certainly counter with, well, Sprague, Baltimore's roster is better in this, 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 and that. And I'd probably say you're right. But, like, the minute Lamar loses, it's Lamar.
Yeah, I can't win.
If Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs, it's everything else. And certainly would not be mad at that because context. But I just find the narrative on some guys versus other guys interesting, to say the least.
When Lamar doesn't win a playoff game, nobody brings up, hey, has he ever really had a true number one wide receiver? You know, throwing a Jamar Chase, kind of fun.
It was Mark Andrews forever.
Is that Jamar Chase guy pretty good at catching the ball? Does that help you as a quarterback?
Also,
does that make
T.
you
Higgins
T. Higgins
is number two.
You know, pretty good catching the football? It makes life a little bit easier as a quarterback. So, yeah, it is funny the excuses we come up with.
I think Herbert's exactly right.
Yeah, I have no issue with her. I think it's fair to him. He's certainly deserving of being in the conversation. You don't want to put him higher because he hasn't won a playoff game or have big moments or hasn't been good here. Like, totally fine with that. You can't tell me there's 10 quarterbacks in the league that are better than Justin Herbert. You just can't.
Well, no, somebody had him unranked. Yeah. If you had him 8 or 9 even, I'd be okay with that. The weird thing about him is the way his career is kind of unfolding before our eyes.
Yeah.
He's got 21,093 passing yards, which is the most in NFL history through 5 seasons.
Yeah.
He averaged 35 passes per game. And then last year, Greg Roman came in. That went down to 29.6.
Running the ball.
He has 3 interceptions on 504 attempts, marked for the lowest interception rate by any qualified quarterback since Tom Brady in 2016. Hasn't won a playoff game.
Has not won a playoff game.
And so, like, and then has a playoff moment where he throws 3 picks, 4 picks? What was it in that game?
I think
game?
It was 4, the okay. Texans
whatever
game?
It was. Like, it's just... It's a weird career.
It's a very weird career.
And there's something about that stupid helmet, logo, and team.
The organization.
It's the Phil Rivers thing. It's like, I know this dude's great, but people don't always think he's great. But, like, I think it's the team.
It is.
He's had a weird career.
I think anybody who plays for the Chargers goes on, unless you're like LaDainian Tomlinson, you're going to probably have a weird career. That is your top 10 quarterback rankings.
What about you?
To me, it's 100% Matthew Stafford. I'm a Stafford guy. Saying he's the 6th best quarterback in the NFL still is laughable. Like, he's just, there's not a world that exists that he's the number 6 quarterback in the league. I think they can have a great year this year. I think they're maybe the team to beat in the NFC West. He was like 23 touchdowns and 10 picks last year or something. Like,
well, their defense
is terrible.
What changed
their defense
their
carries him. He can win in that system still, but like, we got to move on from the nostalgia play there. 4 years ago, sure, he was top 5 guy, can't miss for me. But at this point, no, he's not the 6th best quarterback in the NFL. Let's wrap it up. Send your way on a Monday next on The Fam.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
All right, welcome back in. Home Run Derby tonight. Let's close up with our poll results from earlier today. Talk a lot about Blazers Summer League, Young Hansen. There's already a clip out there of me. I'm sure that every Blazer fan hates it because I didn't say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but that's out, and you can go catch all of those clips, YouTube.com.
Well, you're even negative on yourself.
Yeah.
You're negative of your clip.
You're negative of my clip? People don't like clips. People don't listen to the entire thing, and then they hear a clip, and they think they know my take
and
on everything.
The show sucks.
I've
seen a clip.
My favorite is when I see comments from people who will basically say things that they're saying that I said that I did not say at all.
Oh.
And Dirt claims that we can't get a good player with the 11th overall pick. Like, I literally never said that. Said I'd rather have a higher pick. Think your chances are better at getting a better player.
Yeah, but they misconstrued.
I never said there was 0% chance you could get a good player with the 11th pick.
But I think it's more misconstruing, like, hey, the odds in history of the league say that you're not getting an all-star with that pick versus if you're in the top five.
Your percentages go
your
up.
Your percentages are up of an all-star caliber player.
That's what the history of the league tells us.
Well, right. Dirt says you can't ever have a good player.
Should Donovan Klingon log summer league minutes? Yes or no? 73% of you say yes. Love to see it. Some people are saying no. Why?
But one person say, why would you? And I said, well, why would you not? And they said, well, you're taking minutes away from Young. And I said, it's summer league. Play them both. What do I care?
Who's the other center on their summer league roster? I got to be honest with you. When Young subbed out, I changed the channel.
Everybody's doing that.
It's like I don't need to see Caleb Love.
I mean, I'm not changing the channel, but I'm not paying attention as much.
Which quarterback would you rather have, Burrow or Lamar Jackson? Right now, Burrow with a 60-40 lead on old Lamar Jackson. That will do it for us, folks. Great to be back. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. Of course, YouTube as well, where all the videos will be up. Brett Ciancia was our guest, Pick 6 Previews. He picked Oregon to win the national championship. When? Got to listen to the interview to find out. That will do it for us. Thanks for being a part of our Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.